Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever gone through something so painful you thought it might break you, only to realize later it actually built you? So if that resonates with you, you are not alone. I know that pain intimately, and I also know the transformation that can come when you decide not to let pain define you, but refine you. So my name is Angeline Constantinou, and I am the founder, CEO of Let's Break the Silence with Angeline. And my passion is to help faith-driven women break free from their past, reclaim their confidence, and step boldly into their God-given purpose. And my vision and dream to creating my podcast came from silence. And I had a vision and a dream to empower other women, that they can break free from the past, from domestic violence, and transform and rewrite their stories into movements that transform lives. So today, I want to talk about and show you how your deepest wounds can become your greatest teacher, and how, as coaches and entrepreneurs, you can transform your struggles into strength, into businesses that are not just profitable, but purpose-driven and impactful. So my journey into empowerment didn't begin on a stage. It began in silence. And for years, I had to live through domestic violence. And I remember during that time, I was married to whom I thought was going to be the love of my life. And I worked in New York City. We worked together. I created six-figure income. But during that time, I was battling fear, shame, and the deep belief that I was not enough. On the outside, it looked like that I had it all together, and I was the professional, I was the achiever, the one who smiled and said, "I'm fine," but I was not fine. Behind closed doors, I was crumbling. My marriage started to crumble from the domestic violence. And I remember one night very clearly, I was lying on my bed, I was alone, I was crying, because I felt so alone because of all the abuse that my ex-partner had heaped on me, including embezzling $50,000 from an account. And I remember before that, I was driving to the bank. I was feeling just very, very nervous and scared. And I didn't know what, you know, like there were so many things running through my mind because I wanted to withdraw money so I could file for divorce proceedings. And lo and behold, when I got to the bank, I got out of the car, walked in, and the money was gone. $50,000 was gone. And I remember very clearly walking to my car, and I said to myself, "Is this it? Is my story already over?" And I was just asking God for guidance. I leaned into him for guidance. And maybe you have had that moment too, that moment where life feels so heavy that you wonder if you'll ever rise again. And I was feeling very, very heavy because I basically had no money. I only had $20 in my purse. And that was a defining moment for me. That was the pivoting moment, and where I had to face reality and the truth that this was not the end. It was the beginning of a new chapter. And I reached my breaking point that day where I realized that I had two choices. I had a choice to either stay in victimhood or rise into victory. And I chose victory. And I chose to surrender my pride and ego. And that was a huge turning point for me. And it also represented changing the direction of my life. And I realized that I found my voice again. I was able to pay down all of that debt. And I remember writing a check to my attorney for $5,000. And that was the last that I had in the savings that I had put away. So I found my voice again. And I started to become involved in the online space and the online marketing space. And I decided at that time, not a year later, I became, divorced. I felt liberated. I felt free because I felt that I released all of that from the past. But 2 months before COVID happened, I decided to launch my podcast. And when I launched my podcast, Let's Break the Silence with Angeline, I remembered that that was just a calling that I had in my heart because so many women were coming forward to me and they were telling me that they were just so inspired by my story of escaping domestic violence because that is not an easy topic to talk about. A lot of times, domestic violence is shoved under the carpet. And that's when I decided, I said, that's it. I am going to go live and make an announcement, share my story, because I will never forget this. My millionaire mentor at the time, he said, Angeline, you have not shared your full story. And he was 100% right. So I stepped into my power and I went live on Facebook. And I shared my story, and it went viral to over 7 million views. And those battles that I was fighting within me, I thought disqualified me, but it actually qualified me to lead. And here's something that I want to take with you today. So the people that you are called to serve are often the mirror of the battles you've already fought. That's why your story matters more than you think, because oftentimes we are afraid to share our stories because we feel embarrassed, we feel ashamed. And I remember that's what I was feeling for a long time. I was feeling ashamed to share my story because I was conditioned to believe that. That I was not worthy. I was not wor no longer worthy of sharing my story. I was no longer worthy of being real and raw. But that the real and raw story that I shared impacted so many lives. So when I talk about pain to power, this is what I mean. You can turn your pain into power. You can turn your pain into not only your purpose, but a purpose-driven business. And when I began coaching, podcasting, I realized something very powerful. Our greatest credibility doesn't come from our credentials, it comes from our scars that turned into stories. So let me share three lessons that shaped the way I built my purpose-driven business. No, number one, your story, believe it or not, is your strategy. People connect to your humanity. People connect to your vulnerability. And vulnerability plays a huge role in sharing your story. Because when you share your story and you are vulnerable, and when you share your story and you are vulnerable, that's when the breakthroughs happen. That is when freedom and liberation happens. And one of my clients, I recall, told me recently, she said, "Angeline, I hired you because your story gave me hope." And I will never forget when she shared that story, when she shared that with me, that I was literally in tears, because your story can give someone hope. Now, while hope is not a strategy, it can empower them to pursue what their true passion in life is, because oftentimes there are women who have already gone out of, who have already come out of domestic violence. They don't know what they want to do. They are, they feel lost, they feel stuck, and they feel overwhelmed. They're hiding something. There's something buried inside of them that is preventing them from reaching their greatest potential. So imagine this. What chapter of your story are you still hiding? What is that vulnerability that might be the very bridge to someone else's breakthrough? Number two, your mess is your message. And yes, it was a huge mess for me. And for a long time, I thought that my past was a life sentence, and I was ashamed of it. I felt disqualified. I felt beaten down to the ground. But when I started sharing my vulnerability, something amazing happened. And that was, women began reaching out to me. They said, "Your story gave me the courage to leave. Your story helped me believe healing was possible." And that's when I realized my mess had become my message. And I remember there is, I always preach to surround yourselves with people, believers who believe in you, who have faith and believe in you. And I will never forget what this, actually, a young woman told me recently. She had just left a relationship. She said to me, "I want to be on your podcast show. I want to go live with you and share my story." And she was so scared. I said, "Absolutely, we're going to do it. We're going to share your story." And so someone's mess can be your message. So imagine this. So ask yourself this. What if the very thing that you're most ashamed of is the very thing that sets someone else free? And lesson number three, faith fuels resilience. And resilience requires building up that muscle, investing in yourself. Because let's be honest, entrepreneurship is not easy. There are going to be setbacks. There's going to be rejection. There are launches that don't go the way you planned. There are moments when you wonder if you should just quit or throw in the towel. And I can tell you this, I've been there. But here's what I've learned. When you anchor your business in God's purpose, when you truly believe your calling is bigger than you, no storm can take you out. Faith is what carried me through when self-doubt whispered in my ear. And that faith is what will carry you too. I leaned into God. I leaned into faith. I went back to church again, and one of the things that I did this year in May, I decided to get rebaptized and declare my life to the Lord. And to let go and to release everything that happened to me in the past. And that was a huge breakthrough for me. And this is why I'm sharing my story today. This is why turning your pain into power isn't just about healing yourself. It's about building the resilience you need as an entrepreneur. So now what I want to do is I want to give you a practical framework that you could use for yourself and with your clients. So number one, pain acknowledged. You cannot transform what you refuse to name. For years, I minimized my story. Actually, I minimized myself because I felt that my story was not worth sharing until one day I finally spoke it out loud. And that was the moment when the healing began. So, one of the things that I would like to ask you is this. Oftentimes we will pretend that we are okay, but we are not okay. So, is that you? Number two, power reclaimed. This is the moment that you decide, I am no longer a victim, I am a victor. And I talked about that earlier, declaring victory in your life and stop playing the victim and to surrender and to say, I am a victor, I'm victorious, and I am going to do what it takes to leave my abusive relationship. Because I can tell you this, you could do anything that you put your mind to as long as you have trust, faith, and belief in yourself. And for me, I decided to press publish on my podcast literally 2 months before COVID happened. And when I did that, that was a huge breakthrough. I was speaking my truth. I reclaimed my power back because that one limiting belief that was holding me back was that I was not worthy of starting a podcast. Because before that, imposter syndrome hit. And I said, oh my God, I could never start a podcast. I could never empower people. But I reframed my thinking, and it took a lot of inner work and it took a lot of resilience to build that muscle, to build that resilience. So I started to speak life back into me, positivity into me. So I declared that I am no longer a victim, that I am a victor. Purpose ignited. So once you acknowledged your pain, so once I acknowledged it, my pain and reclaimed my power, that you align with your story with service. So this is when you start to build a movement. And this is when your work shifts to from a place of pain, overwhelm to transformation. And that's how you can turn pain into power. So let me remind you of this truth today. Your pain was never wasted. It is that pain that qualifies you to lead, to serve, and to create change. And it takes a lot of strengthening. It takes a lot of reflection. We need to take a step back and do some self-reflection in order to strengthen our faith. And imagine if every single one of us here today decided to use our pain as fuel and turn that into purpose. Imagine the clients that we could impact, the businesses that we could build, and the movements we could launch. And your pain is not your ending. It's the beginning of a breakthrough and your launching pad. And when you reclaim your power and step boldly into your God-given purpose, you don't just change your life, you change other lives. It has a ripple effect. And you have the power and you have the will to change someone's life. And what we all have to do, and what I've been able to do, and I am praying for the same for you, that you have the power to change someone's life. Your story has power. Don't be afraid to share your story. Don't be afraid to go out there on social media, go live and share your story. And I can tell you this, I remember when I went live in March of 2018 and I shared my powerful story, which was only 18 minutes, it had a huge ripple effect. So today, I want to thank you all so much for allowing me to pour it into you today. And talking about the ripple effect, I believe that ripple effect of your story will be greater than you could ever imagine. And I want to say blessings to all of you. You have a voice. My message to you today is you all have a voice. Amplify that voice. Don't let anything or anyone stop you from sharing your story, because you will make an impact on someone's life. And it may bring someone to tears, but that's your breakthrough. That's your victory. So my message to you today is declare victory in your life. And
thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.